我们还是啊，针对主题啊，啊那个见证是讲不完的了哈、啊。这个分体道诀啊，我们讲过了啊。这个道诀要解的就是我们呢、啊，应该啊，昼夜来思想神的话语哈、啊。
So we touch on the two the curse. That means we have to ponder on the words of God day and night.
这个道诀不只是囫囵吞枣这样吞下去而已，道诀就是。不断的在反复的直嚼吸收啊，到一直到完全把营养完全吸收啊，把这个不要的再把它排泄掉啊。
But not only you take in the food, but you to regurgitate the food that you will that it keep on turning and turning that the nutritious part will be absorbed and the leftover will be discarded.
啊，今天我们没有时间讲啊。牛有四个胃，每个胃啊都不同胃啊，它有瘤叶、有卵巢啊，这个蜂巢胃各种胃哈、啊，每个胃都有不同它的功能作用啊。
And tonight we don't have time to discuss the four compartments of the cow. Each compartment has its own purpose.
啊，也就是要能够不断的。道诀能够把神的话完全吸收就对了啊。
But it simply put it that we must ponder on the words of God and to absorb the words of God.
我们是不是每次听到之后，神的话语都成为我们的力量，在心中激励着我们，有没有？
Do you have that feeling, the feeling when you heard about the words of God, that the words are always in your heart and it will give you strength?
啊。我们要让神的话成为我们心中的喜乐满足。
We must have the words of God in your heart so that it will make you satisfied.
啊，我们能够完全消化啊，那所吃下去的营养才能够化为力量啊。
Only when you able to digest it, it will then become your source of energy.
啊，才能够帮助我们呐、啊、来行道啊。
Then it will help you.To practice the words of God,
来过荣神益人的生活
and to live a life that glorifies God.
这个玛利亚，她为什么，一个童女宁愿呢来怀孕生子
？And Mary, he was a virgin, and she was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
对。这个对当时的一个犹太女子啊，哈，这个是非常为难的事情。
At that Jewish time, it was a very difficult situation for Mary.
她跟约瑟订婚了。
She was engaged to Joseph.
啊，却从圣灵怀孕。
And she was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
哎，肚子一天一天大起来。
And her stomach, her womb, each day is getting bigger.
按常理讲，这个女人一定做错事情嘛。
Generally, you would say she has committed something wrong.
在当时立法就是要用石头活活打死嘛。
At the time of the Leviticus, that you will be stoned to death.
好在她未婚夫约瑟是义人。
Luckily, her fiance was a righteous man.
吃醋不是女人的专利哦，男人吃醋哦，那才厉害，才可怕。
Woman may not be that jealous, but man is very jealous.
男人吃醋是会杀人的。
If a man is over jealous, he may kill.
但这个约瑟，我的未婚夫，我的未婚妻。我都还没有其他过问他肚子就大起来了啊，他怎么受得了
Joseph may think that how could Mary be pregnant because I haven't even married her yet
啊，但是他是一个义人非常有爱心肯包容他所以要不要明明去羞辱他要暗暗把他休了
Joseph was a righteous man and therefore would quietly discharge of the engagement.
当天使啊， 启示这个借着启示这个玛利亚的时候
When the angel brought the revelation to Mary at that time
你怀的胎是从圣灵来的
that the baby you conceive is from the Holy Spirit
她是一个童女已经跟人家订婚还没娶过门你说要我怀胎那我怎么跟人家解释呢
And she was a virgin and she was engaged to someone and if she was to carry this baby how would she explain to her fiancé
就是丈夫要包容她别人可能也都要指指点点你看那个时代不像现在这个时代这个性开放那么自由随便的
Joseph may able to bear with this situation, but people around her at that time will not because of the era she was in.
我们看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1. Verse 29.
玛利亚因为这话很惊惶，反复思想，这种问安是什么意思啊？那天使啊，对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，直到永远。他的国啊。”也没有穷尽玛利亚对天使说我没有吃价怎么有这种事呢天使回答说圣灵要临到你身上至高者的能力要隐蔽你因此你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子况且你的亲戚以利沙白在年老的时候也怀了男胎就是那素来称为不生育的现在有孕六个月的因此出于神的话没有一句不带着能力的玛利亚说我是主的使女情愿照你的话成就在我身上你看玛利亚实在很伟大一个童女她宁愿呢成就他说我是你的婢女使你情愿照你的话成就在我身上玛利亚有这么大信心是因为他常常不断在反复思想神的话语
So you see how great is Mary and she was able to have such a faith is because that she often ponder on the words of God
虽然对一个已经订婚没有结婚的这个女人这件事情让她太为难了但是为了主她宁愿承受一切的痛苦人家怎么误会怎么指点她她都不要紧反正我会宁愿为主耶稣受苦她明白神的旨意
Actually the will of God may have beenToo great for her because she was a virgin, but yet she was able to say, I am the Lord's servant, may it be to me as you have said.
如果我们从46节读下去，读到这个玛利亚的祷告，让我们知道这个玛利亚对道理懂得很多非常有真理基础的
If you read verse 36, and you will find out that how much truth has Mary know.
她是对道理非常有追求的人。
And she's a person that seek for the truth.
那是因为她常常都会不断反复去思想神的话语。
And she knows it so well, it's because she often ponder on the words of God.
我们常常听了就过去了。
We often listen and forget about it.
没有再去回想一下。
And never even try to ponder over it.
但我看有些啊，弟兄姐妹啊，哎，就不一样哦。But、他们听到很用心，甚至啊还做笔记，回去的时候还翻圣经来对照，还不断呢、啊、祷告，在思想今天传道怎么样讲这个道理，对我什么有什么造就啊？我应该有什么样的反省？哇，有些人就是对神的道就是样这样的职责，所以啊，他在信仰的根基上都非常稳固。
So some believers are very good because.Not only that they would listen to the word, they would take notes. And when they go home, they would cross-reference with the Bible verses and they would pray about it and to seek God's advice. And this kind of person will have good faith.
我们看二章十九节。路加福音二章十九节。
We'll continue to read Luke chapter 2, verse 12.
玛利亚却把这一切的事放在心里反复思想，她是一个非常有思想的人、啊、非常会去对每件事情都会用心去思考的人。
Verse 19, sorry. Mary would treasure all these things and ponder them in her heart.
再看51节。
Let's go 51.
她就同他们下去回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。她母亲把这一切的事情都存在心里、啊、哦，这个玛利亚对神的话是一个有道觉的道觉啊。
So verse 51 see her that she would treasure all these things in her heart, and she is a person would regurgitate the words of God,
并且能够分别为圣、啊、
，and she was able to discern
啊，因为她有真理的基础。
Because she had the foundation of the truth.
加上从神来的帮助。
And plus, she has the help of God.
就能够把神的道在生活上把它表明出来了。
And therefore, she was able to manifest the words of God in her life.
能够过分别为圣的生活。
And she was able to lead a holy life.
是有些人没有信仰基础讲出来是人的话不是神的话。
And some people, when you listen to their conversation, they do not have the words of God with them.
我想怎么样，我看怎么样，我认为怎么样，哎，都是以自我为中心呐、啊，心中根本就没有神呐、啊。
They want to do such a thing, and they feel like doing such a thing, and always would be centered on himself as first.
那第三人这里提到分题和道诀呀、啊，应该要交互运用的了啊。
And item 3 here, split food interacts with vegetation.
这提到分体是外表的看得见的，道诀是内心的看不见的，但是两个都是重要的。
And here says split food is an outer appearance and invisible. Vegetation to the cut is internal and invisible. Both are equally important.
一个能够善恶分明，是非有分有分光暗分开的人，一定是一个喜欢神话语、看重神道理的人，常常读经思课思想的人，才能够这样的。
Item 2, one who discerns good and evil, right from wrong, light and darkness is one delights in the word of God and honor it.
反过来说，一个看重神的道理比吃饭更重要的。
And it's just like that, a person would treasure, would look highly on.Spiritual food than physical food.
他会去昼夜去思想神的话语，他一定是一个遵行主道、处处为主耶稣发光的人。
And that he would ponder the food daily, and that he would exhibit himself as God, a son of God, and the son of light.
在这里我们必须，这里没有提到，我们必须再提的啊，荤体不道绝还是不圣。还是不洁净的。
If it's split food, but does not chew the curd, and is still unclean.
猪，它有分蹄，但是猪不道绝，所以猪不洁净。
Pig has split food, but it does not chew the curd, and therefore is unclean.
分蹄，有外表有行为，但是呢，不道绝，没有真理基础。那种只是外表 假冒为善是虚伪的，是自高自义而已。
Split the hood means somebody you can see that can exhibit their deeds, whereas chew the curd, someone is like a hypocrite that you cannot see their internal.
虽然盗嚼，但是不分体。
No doubt they chew the curd, but does not split the hoof.
神的道理很多，充满了，很盗嚼，哇，神的话懂得太多了。
And they have taken a lot of the words of God, and they know a lot.
但是不分体。
But, however, it does not have split hoof.
还是不洁净。
And we would consider unclean.
兔子它会盗嚼。
Rabbit, they would chew the curd.
骆驼它会盗嚼。
Camel, as well.
但是不分体。
And they do not have split hoof.
还是不洁净。
And they would be unclean.
啊，会盗嚼。道理很多，懂很多，没有实际的行为表现呢、啊，就是能说不能行，还是神还看你还是不圣洁的。
So they would chew the curd like a person that would have all talks but no action.
就好像文士一样啊。
It would be likened to a Pharisee.
哎，文士专门研究圣经的道理，懂得很多。
A Pharisee would examine the scriptures.A lot, and they knew a lot of teaching.
但是却不能行道，不能把道理在生活上把它表明出来。
But they cannot practice what they learn in their daily life.
啊，那这两样在教会里面呢、啊，信徒都往往都有这些表现。
And this appearance does have it in our church.
有些信徒啊，好表现。哎，在人面前呢，啊，我们昨天讲过了，哎，在教会就是羊，一出去就变成狗了。
Some people would like to show off in the church, and as soon as they get out of the church, they would be like a dog.
因为不道德，没有真正道理的基础。
Because they chew the curd, but they does not have the split hoof.
像那个这个法利赛人和税吏的祷告，这个法利赛人呢，就是分体不盗嚼。
And likened to the Pharisees and the tax collectors' prayer, and the tax collector, the Pharisees are the chew the curd, but its hoof are not split.
在行为上啊，没话说的了。
In its deeds, it's beyond our comparison.
他一个礼拜进食两次。
They fast twice a week.
他所得到都奉献十分之一的。
And whatever they receive, they will give tithes.
哦，他有外在的表现。
They have the appearance.
但是呢，没有真理基础，没有道理。
But they do not have the truth as their foundation.
他说，我不像那个税吏。
He says, I'm not likened to this tax collector.
剥削人啊，怎么样不好？怎么样不好
？And how bad is this tax collector？
他的好行为是报告，是要自高自义啊，要彰显让人看。
And on the other hand, this the good deeds of the Pharisees would be announcing how good and how high of a status they are
啊。一方面他的祷告是一方面是报告，一方面是控告，我不像那个税吏。
And the prayer of this Pharisees is to announce how good he is and to accuse how bad is the tax collector.
那不是祷告啊。
And such is not a prayer.
不要把祷告变成报告和控告。
So our prayer we must notmake it into announcement and accusation.
啊，有一位传道啊，看到一个异象。
There was a preacher, and he saw a vision.
啊，看到有很多教会。
He saw there were many churches.
啊，每个教会门口都站着一个信徒代表。
And each church has a representative standing in front of its door.
他看到，哎，啊，也有我们真耶稣教会啊。
And he said there is, also True Jesus Church.
哦，他看其他教会啊，外面的信徒代表啊，长得瘦巴巴，又长又高，手也长，脚也短，但是啊，非常瘦。
And for the other denomination, he saw these people standing at the door. They are all kind of shaped, skinny, tall as well.
啊，那真耶稣教会的信徒长得像怎么样？
And what about the True Jesus Church member?
他说头好大。
He said they have big heads.
肚子好大。
They have big stomachs.
那手呢？手短短，脚也短短。
And the hands are raised.Short and the leg is are very short as well.
我说真耶稣教会的信徒怎么变成怪胎了？
So I said, how is that the True Jesus Church member has become abnormal?
什么意思？
Why? What does all this mean?
头很大。
What does big headed mean?
属灵智慧充满。
That it meant that it has all spiritual wisdom.
因为道理听太多了。
Because it has.Listen to many teachings.
一来教会看到传道写的题目，哎，不用讲了，那什么我都知道，要讲什么我都知道，比他更清楚了。
They are so knowledgeable that even when the title of the sermon being put up, they know the content of it already.
哎，这没有什么新鲜的，坐下来就准备打瞌睡啊。
And then he will say, "This is nothing new to me. Therefore, I will fall asleep."
哇，那。讲什么头头是道，呵呵，属灵智慧非常充足，头很大。
And when the sermon been delivered, he would know it all, and therefore, he has big head.
肚子也很大。
And the stomach is very big as well.
为什么？
Why is it so?
吃太多了。
Because he has eaten a lot.
营养过剩啊。
And over nutritious.
消化不良啊。
And the digestive system was unable to take it.
缺少运动啊。
It
lacked. 没有把这个多余的脂肪啊把它消耗掉了。
It lacked of exercising and it was unable to burn off some of the fats.
没有像阿强让它变成肌肉了。
And it was unable to like,阿强 able to turn it into muscle.
啊，肚子大大了、啊、
Therefore, it has big stomach.
这肚子大大都是超量啊。
It's overweight. You will be overweight.
缺少运动。
You will be lack of exercising.、
啊、其实这等于营养不良，没有消化了、啊、
Actually, you are malnutritious because
缺乏超量。
It does not burn.Up, and your lack of exercise.
手短短，脚短短，奇怪，哪有这种人？长得这样子。
And furthermore, it has short hands and short legs.
肚子大大。那说教会信徒，啊，道理懂很多，但是呢，做圣工手都伸起来，手伸不出去，手短短呢。
So he said, the members knows a lot, and yet when come to holy work.It would not want to participate.
你看一下那些推辞圣工的手一定短短，不行不行。
You see those?
不行啊！不要叫我。
These are the persons、
啊、我不行我不行
that decline holy work.
手都短短。
This is why it gets short hand.
哎，伸不出去啊！来来来，过来过来过来，给我，我来承担。
It cannot be stretched out to accept the holy work.
脚短短，不会走行道。
It got short legs because it does not.Know how to perform deeds.
人家外教会的信徒是手很长，脚很长，只是营养不良而已。
And for the other denomination, it's very skinny, tall, and with long hands. What they're short of is nutrition. That's all.
因为没有圣灵，所以没有真理听。
The reason was because.They do not have the Holy Spirit, and therefore,
真教的信徒啊，道理听太多了。只是我们温哥华一直说我们没有传道。
And it's sad that our Vancouver church said that we do not have people to deliver sermons.
没有人自己煮，没有人煮就自己煮。
If you don't have people to cook, you should cook it yourself.
我50岁了，到香港我就自己学煮饭了。
And I'm 50 years old when I went to Hong Kong, I learned how to cook myself.
虽然煮的不好吃，但是我自己煮的很好吃，自己觉得很好吃。
No doubt I do not how to cook, but yet when I cook it, I felt it's delicious.
在香港三年了，我学会了蛋炒饭。
In Hong Kong, when the thing I have learned was the fried rice with eggs.
你们不要笑我，我的蛋炒饭啊是很特别的。
Do not laugh at it because my fried rice with eggs is very special.
别人的蛋炒饭是蛋包蛋、蛋包饭，我的蛋炒饭是饭包蛋。嗯。一般蛋炒饭呢、啊，都是蛋包饭嘛，哦。
The usual was that you have an egg that would go on top of your rice.
我的蛋炒饭是饭包蛋。
And for mine is that the rice would be over the eggs.
也就是炒到啊，蛋都跑到饭里面去了。哎，每个饭粒都会跳舞啊。
I fried it until that the eggs would be, the rice would be into the eggs and it would be delicious.
我回去的时候炒给我太太吃，哇，我太太呱呱叫，好好，哇，你怎么这么棒？我从来没有吃这个这么好吃的，结果我吃的啊。炒了一年，炒了三餐给他吃，他再来不吃了。
When I went home, I fried rice for my wife, and she said it was delicious. But when I kept doing it, then she said, she changed her mind.
哎，我们今天的信徒啊，很坚实啊，精熬精加，很挑食啊。
Today our believers is very choosy, and they would choose what they want to eat.
啊。好了，最要紧的，我们呢、啊、要分蹄又倒嘴啊。
What is most important that we must have split hoof and chew the cud.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew, Gospel of Matthew.
啊，五章二十节。
Chapter 5, verse 20.
马太福音五章二十节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 20.
我告诉你们哦。你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。我们刚才讲了，法利赛人什么义？
Like I said, what righteousness does the Pharisees have?
法利赛人假冒为善，分蹄不倒嘴。
Pharisees are hypocrites and they have split hoof but does not chew the cud.
文士什么义？
What righteousness does the scribe has?
文士道理懂很多，道绝，但是不分蹄。
The scribe has a lot of teaching, so they are chew the cud, but however, they do not have split hoof.
能说不能行。
They can say, but cannot practice what they said.
假冒的法利赛人啊，是有外表行为，没有真理基础。
And the Pharisees have the appearance, but does not have the truth in them.
但是啊，这些通通是需要的。
But all these are important.
好，我们看马太福音二十三章。
Let us Matthew chapter 23:23
我们看23节。
Verse 23。
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为啊，你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一。那律法上更重要的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这 更重要的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的啊。我们这些啊，外在外表的外在看的这些是当行的啊，十分之一啊，这个是当行的，律法上啊当行。但是呢，公义怜悯信实反倒不行。
They know how to give a tenth of what they receive, but however, they does not practice justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
法利赛人有虔诚的外表，哎。
The Pharisees has a fervor appearance.
但是啊，他们没有公义怜悯的心。
But they does not have mercy, justice, and faithfulness heart. All of them are very important.
所以啊，分体盗掘呀，通通要并行的呀，不能分体不盗掘，或是盗掘不分体，神一样看不圣洁啊。
You must have both of the quality of split foot and chew the curd.
啊，第二段看鱼类。
Now we continue to look at item two, fish.
凡在水里、海里、河里有刺有鳞的可以吃，这是洁净的；无刺无鳞的都。不可以吃，因为那是可憎的啊。那有刺的呀，刺就是给鱼啊有能力来抵抗河流，这河海的这个潮流了哈，能够抗拒潮流，这个刺啊才能够抗拒潮流啊。
Item one tells us the function of the fins, and the fins is to allow the fish to fight the currents or any other obstacle so that it can continue to move forward.
哦，像这个。鲑鱼啊，我看到一个报道啊，鲑鱼啊，它要产卵的时候就必须逆流而上，回到它的原产地。
And I read an article about salmon, and when salmon are about to give birds, they would go upstream to lay the eggs.
你看要逆水而行啊，哇，要很大的排除很大的阻力啊，啊，一直打到它的目的地产卵之后。这条母的啊，这个鲑鱼啊，就死了，
and
就给海鸟吃了。
The salmon have to challenge the current and to swim upwards to the river source, and after it given birth, it would die.
啊，它已经完成它的使命了。
When it reach its destinations, it would be very tired and has fulfilled its mission.
啊，我们说鲤跃龙门呐、啊，哇，那个我们看到那个鲤鱼啊，在那个水闸下面一直跳，一直跳，要逆流而上，要跳过水闸，要到啊它的原产地去产卵的。
And you can see them at the gate. Some of the gates. Well, you can see that the fish has to jump over the gate to go to the river source.
啊，就是刺的。能力啊，要有刺的啊！一个基督徒活在世上，要能够好像逆水行舟啊，哦，要能够抗拒啊这个世界罪恶的潮流。
So as a Christian, it is likewise that you must fight the current.
啊，所以今天呢、啊，我们信徒啊，不要随着世俗潮流来走，人家都是这样嘛。
So as a Christian, you must not flow.With the tides or the current, and saying that this is what people do.
人家都这样，外面的潮流可怕了。我们不能说人家都这样，我们就这样。我们失去了生活的原则，自己啊，道理上的原则啊。
And if you follow what people would do, then you would lose the principle, lose the principle of life.
好的，我们要学习；不好的，我们要放弃啊。
You must take on what are good and put away what is bad.
看到那个报道好可怕哎！
什么报道？
报道啊！报告啊！哦，外面呢、啊，很可怕。哎，那个做妈妈的，当她女孩子才读高中生要去上学，妈妈就要问她。保险套带了没有？避孕药带了没有？你也要跟他们通通一样啊！人家都这样哦，你也要这样哦。
And it's very frightening in the society right now because the mother, when the daughter leave for school, the mother would have asked the daughter if she had brought the contraceptive pill.
有时候我们的小孩无知啊，随着同伴同学他们都这样，他们随着这样，我们父母要给他们一些正确的指导。
Sometimes our children may be ignorant, and so the as a parents, you must give some correct instructions to them.
啊，你要得胜啊，这世界的潮流，我们呐、啊，要紧的哇，这些病毒太多了啊。你自己自身呐、啊，啊，要有这个抵抗力要很强啊，免疫力要很强啊。
And the current is very strong, so you must, in order to overcome all this obstacle, you must have strong discipline.
很可惜，有时候信徒缺乏操练。有一个信徒从小信主，在主爱中长大，啊，他从来没有见过世面，啊，都蒙神的爱，就一直啊非常顺利。后来从台湾来到美国。
There's a student, he was not trained very well, but however, God has been protecting him all the way, and he came to America.
啊。在教会里面很热心
，and he was very zealous in the church.
但是真的，好像说不食人间烟火、啊，不知道啊这个世界到底怎么样了？因为他都一直生活在很窄小的这个教会的空间里面去。
But he has never encountered any situation before because he has always within the church.
后来他。为了多赚钱，开了一个店。
And later on, in order to earn more money, he start up a shop.
卖早点呐、啊，卖这个汉堡，卖什么的，就是这样的。
And it sell fast food.
啊，前年我来美国还见到他，去年来美国啊，就见不到他了。
And 2 years ago, I came and I saw him. But last year I came, I did not see him anymore.
大家谈到他很伤心。
When people talk about him, they were very sorrowful.
因为他请了一个大陆妹来帮忙。
Because he has hired somebody to help him.
结果就跟大陆妹走了。
And later on, he left with his helper.
啊，他。太太孩子哭啦，他把他自己的东西收拾啊，就要跟那个大陆妹走了。
And the wife was crying.
拉着他都拉不住了。
Trying to prevent him from leaving the house, and he packed up his thing and left with the helper that she,
让他去了。
Was with him. And
结果后来有人看到那位弟兄说觉得。很可怜，很落魄啊，在路上在走，看起来非常落魄。
And later on, one of the church member met him, and on the road, and he looks very, very down and sad.
耶稣叫我们祷告，让我们不要遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。我们有肉体的软弱，最好不要遇见试探。但是神有时候要操练我们，让我们面临啊许多啊啊、这个苦难啊、试探啊、过行过庄啊，我们要更警醒祷告，求主救我们脱离凶恶啊，不要堕落那个罪的漩涡里面去。
In a daily life, we pray for God's protection, but sometimes when we encounter difficulties and hardship and enticement, all the more we must pray for God's protection.
鱼没有刺，就随波直流啊。
A fish does not have fins, therefore it will flow with the tides.
它就没有办法逆水而上啊。
And it will not be able to fight the current. to go up to where to the source of the river.
啊，我们必须要领受上口来的能力。
We must receive the power from above.
我们在灵性上必须啊接受主耶稣各种操练啊。
In our spiritual life, we must accept all tests from God.
要有灵。
We must have fins.
灵啊，这个连着鱼的身上要有鳞，那个鳞片是一片鳞一片一片鳞一片，把所有身体呀、啊、都包得密密，哎，有什么污秽肮脏过来，哎，不会渗到里面，有鳞片保护，哎，不会被感染的。
Sorry, we must have
一咬啊，鳞片一咬啊，马上干干净净的。
Sorry, we must have scale and the fish of the scale has very closely protecting the inner fish.
啊，所以鱼啊，不会被那个污秽啊，来黏住啊，附着在它身上，并且啊，能够保持非常啊清洁光亮啊。
And the fish, the scale is impermeable, and it maintains its cleanliness and shine after passing through muddy waters.
这里是提到神的话，好像鱼鳞保护我们信徒不受恶者伤害。
Item 3, the word of God is like the fish scales; it protects the believers from being harmed by evil one.
啊，但是我觉得啊，在教会里面也要有鱼鳞呐。
And I felt that we in the church must have the scale of the fish.
啊，圣灵就是鱼鳞。
The Holy Spirit is likened to the fish scale.
有所书四章三节，圣灵会赐给我们合而为一的心。
And in Ephesians tells us that God will give us the heart of unity.
啊，每个信徒都被圣灵啊感动，被圣灵充满，都每个人啊都好像一灵一片接着一片，都非常合一的。魔鬼不会侵入的啦，教会不会给魔鬼留地步，魔鬼也做不了工作的啦。
When the members are filled with the Holy Spirit, then it will be united, then it will be invincible for the devil to work on us.
教会组织必须要健全。教会的组织啊。
The organization must be complete in the church.
你看一定。一行一行，一片一片都非常整齐，排列得非常好的。
You can admire the arrangement of the scale of the fish.
啊，这个我们读一下了。以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians
第四章
，Chapter Four。
啊，第三节这里谈到要用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。啊，那看十一节。
Verse 11。
啊，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传位，有牧师，有教师，为要成全信徒，过尽其职，建立基督的身体。
12.
哦，这就是要必须要有一个健全的子猪了啊、哦，来建立基督的身体，一个非常啊完整的，能够过尽其职的。
And here it tells us that we must have a complete unit, complete organization.
再看十六节。
Continue to read verse 16.
啊，全身靠他联络得合适，百节过岸过直，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立了自己。啊，这里告诉我们，全身都要靠他联络得合适，百节要过岸过直，照着个体的功能彼此相助，啊，身体就能够渐渐增长了。
Here tells us the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love and each of parts do its work.
啊、哦，那二十六节，二十六节说
，26，
生气不要犯罪，含怒不要到日落。第七，二十七节说，不可给魔鬼留地步啊，因为啊，这个鱼鳞一片一片都连接的很好，这个啊污秽啊没有。不会啊，去污染它来的啊。
So because of the scale is so much, so well arranged that nothing can go through it.
啊，当然我们更要 常常警醒祷告，保守我们呢脱离那恶者啊。
Of course, we must pray to God. In our prayer, we ask God to deliver us from the evil one.
啊，我们讲快点。好，鸟类啊。
And now let's go to fish. Birds.
这里提到的这些鸟类都是不洁净的啊。
Here are listed are unclean birds.
啊，圣经里面提到洁净的鸟类大概。斑鸠啊，雏鸽啊，啊，鸽子啦，啊。
The clean one are the dove and the pigeons.
啊，那可以当作祭物献给神的啊。斑鸠还有鸽子啊。
They can be offered a sacrifice.
那这些鸟类为什么不洁净
？Now why are these birds are unclean？
因为喜欢吃这个尸肉啊。屎肉啊，臭肉啊
！Because they feed on carcasses.
哎，尸肉那很臭啊，很污秽、啊，不好的呀、啊。哦，那第二这里提到，这个啊，因为这种第一说，因为这种鸟啊，当饥饿的时候，人也吃啊啊臭烂的鱼呀、啊，哈、哦。
哎、Here, item one tells us that these birds even feed on rotten fish.When they are hungry.
啊，这里有提教训，不洁净的人喜欢讲污秽的言语，满口啊咒骂苦毒，舌头啊弄诡诈，好像敞开的坟墓一样啊啊，喜爱最终之乐了，好像淫乱啦、赌博啦、跳舞啦、喝酒啦、打斗啦啊，所以啊，我们应该除掉这些不喜爱罪恶的生活啊。更应该积极的去追求属灵之乐以及啊丰富的灵奶啊。
And we went through item two and item three as the teaching.
啊，不洁净是因为他喜欢吃这个尸肉啊。那再来呢，是因为他凶暴残忍。
It was unclean because they eat meat. And next is that they are violent and ferocious.
啊。这里有提到啊，第一如周狗头、周枭、枭鸟等这些鸟啊，喜争斗吃血啊，如这个狗头周啊，哦，这种鸟啊被称作破骨者，因为它常常把别的鸟啊，把别的鸟哈，鸟兽啊，吃了的动物的肉所遗下来的骨头，会把它抓到空中，然后甩在地上，摔碎了，再吃它骨中的水啊！啊，这个鸵鸟也是很残忍，不会爱它的孩子的啊。
The ostrich is also a violent bird. It will eat up its baby.
啊，会吃你的肉，啃你的骨头的。
And even They'll eat bone.
啊，那逝者的脚步啊，大部分都行恶杀人流血，所经过的都是这个残害暴虐的事情。平安的路他们不知道，所以一个基督徒啊，为人当应该啊有慈爱有温柔啊，不要像这些鸟飞翔啊啊凶暴残忍啊。
We just went through item one and item three.And the teaching is that we must not be violent and ferocious.
这个我们呢 多加一个经文，这个哥罗西书第三章。
And we will add on another Bible verses as reference, Colossians chapter 3.
十二节到十四节。
Verse 12 to 14.
啊，哥罗西书第四章。
Chapter 4, sorry.
第三章。第三章十二节到十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 12 to 14.
所以你们既然是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有什么嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样去饶恕人。啊，在这一切之外呢，还要存着爱心。爱心就是人若全德的啊，我们有时候常常啊得理不饶人呐、啊。
Sometimes we does not show mercy on people.
啊， 凶暴残忍就不好了哈。
So if you are violent, it is no good.
啊，凡事要给人留下余地。
You must always leeway for others.
啊，怜悯人呐、啊，其实啊，就怜悯了人，怜悯了自己。爱人就是爱自己。
If you show mercy to others, that means you are merciful to yourself. If you love people, that means you love yourself as well.
啊，我们常说。说话留三分，不要讲得太绝了。
Sometimes we said that when we speak, we must not speak to its fullest, but reserve.
为人也是一样，凡事给人留一个余地。
And when we treat people are the same, we almost always leave rooms for others.
啊，其实这就给自己留一个下台阶。
But actually, you're leaving room for yourself as well.
真的讲话不要太讲尽的，得理不饶人。哦，你现在很好啊，看到别人就怎么样？哎，以后啊，你自己碰到了，你真的下不了台了。
If you speak something bad about people, and next time when something bad about when you do something wrong, it could happen to you as well.
啊，我们台湾有一句。俗语哈，不大很粗俗的哈，请去修锅挖看晒，啊，干净的小姑啊，把碗呢盖着，这个孩子拉的屎啊，哈、啊，这个小姑还没有出嫁的时候啊，常常啊责备这个嫂嫂不干净、没卫生，哎呀，小孩子。大便了，哎呀，好臭，好臭啊！结果后来他自己当妈妈了，哎，结果孩子爬到桌子上吃饭，结果以前都穿那开裆裤的，把大便拿在桌子上了。嫂嫂来看他的时候，哇，糟糕，嫂嫂来了，怕嫂嫂看到，把他赶快把那个碗、把那个屎盖起来。其实啊。嫂嫂早就看到了，哈哈，啊，这个就是啊，小姑自己还没有碰到事情，哎，就把话讲尽了，自己碰到了就下不了台阶了。真的，我们做人呐、啊，凡事要给人留一地，讲话留三分啊，不要赶尽杀绝，那就是啊，凶残呐、啊，凶暴残忍一样啊。
We must be.Gentle and not to criticize others, because at times we could be in that situation as well. So it is wise to be not to be violent.
啊，我不晓得你有没有听懂哈。好了啊，再来就是这个，比如说这个不洁净的人就贪食不厌的哈，像这个乌鸦一样啊。那这个指着我们世人了啊，不要贪食醉酒，不要贪爱钱财，不要贪爱女色，哦，因为贪财是万恶之根，一个信徒应该要懂得知足啊，懂得知足，啊，再来就是要这些鸟所以不洁净，是因为喜爱黑夜的哦，
Some of the birds that are unclean is because it's love to dwell in the dark.
哎，那主耶稣也曾经说，光到世上的世人因为自己行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在这里。所以凡是作恶的，就恨光，恐怕他们的行为被责备。哦，这些夜莺啦、猫头鹰啦、这些小鸟啦、蝙蝠啦，这些都是黑夜才出来游行的啦，哦。所以基督徒应该是一个光明之子啊，行事为人要光明正大，不要做那些暗昧的事情啊。
So item four are these small birds that dwells in the dark, and so as a Christian, we must be we must dwell in the light. We must live in the light.
再来就是半兽半鸟啊，就好像这个骆驼啊、蝙蝠 啊，骆驼啊是最大的鸟，但是啊，它是用跑的，不是用飞的，但是它跑起来好比飞的还快，呵呵啊。
And item five is partly animal and partly bird.
啊，那蝙蝠虽然是好像鸟，但是啊，哎，又好像老鼠，它会有翅膀会飞，但是啊，它还是用来在捕捉啊啊，喂孩子的啊。
Camel is likened to a bird, but yet it's walk on the ground. And bat is a cross between a rat.
啊，这里提的是半鸟半兽了哈、哦，说有人外表啊披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼啊啊，所以我们基督徒啊不应该单单有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意啊。他们说认识神，行事为人啊，却跟神相背啊。我们行事为人应该与基督的福音要相称，不要做两面人啊！啊啊！下面谈到爬虫类啊，啊爬虫类啊，洁净呢是要有翅膀，会蹦会跳的啊。
Item four, reptiles and flying insects.
啊，那不洁净的爬虫类啊，是因为啊，都地上爬，用肚子走路啊，永远不离开地啊，也就是说，看重世界。这个爬虫类心就向着世界嘛，哈、哦，往转，只是啊，在这个世界上啊，啊，迎转的、啊，转来转去的，啊、
哦。Here the teaching is that they crawl on the ground, and this is likened to, people that look highly on the world.
啊、哦，指着他们是属这个世界的啊、哦、啊，都是在世界里面爬来爬去的了，迎转的啊、哦。
And they belong to the world, and they will.Dwell in the world.
所以我们信徒也不应该单单啊、看重这个世界，注重啊这个罪孽啊，注重啊肉体的享乐啊，因为看得见的今生啊都是暂时的啦啊。
So we must not look base our hope on the world because all this.Just temporary.
爬虫类啊，洁净的是因为啊，它会蹦会跳会飞啊。
And the clean one are that it able to hop and to fly.
啊，就好像啊，这个蝗虫蚱蜢，
like、
哦，虽然是害虫，但是犹太人可以吃啊，是洁净的动物了
啊。Likened to grasshopper or locust.No doubt they are harmful to the farmers, but they can be eaten.
啊，会蹦会跳，也就是说，它能够脱离这个世界地面的啊啊，也就是指着我们信徒啊，应该啊要思念上面的事啊，盼望那更美的家乡啊，我们不要啊，要能够有力量脱离这个世界的一切啊。
And hope us to fly that we are likened.We, as a Christian, must be like that. We are able to depart from the ground and to live a life of holiness, and we must ponder on what's above at all times.
哎，蝗虫啊，犹太人可以吃。
Grasshopper can be eaten by the Jew.
啊，那个施洗约翰呐，就是啊，吃蝗虫也腻的。
And John the Baptist, he ate.Locusts and honey.
哎，其实啊，那个蝗虫啊，蚱蜢啊，是非常有营养啊。那个就是里面都是高蛋白的。
And the locust actually has nutritious food.
啊，我昨天看到报纸提到中国大陆有蝗虫之灾哈，他们就赶了10万只啊鸡跟鸭。啊，赶过去，鸡鸭就去吃那个蝗虫，啊，结果那个鸡鸭长大啊，养肥了哈、哦，一直卖得很高哎，因为它都是吃蝗虫的，吃蝗虫长大都是高蛋白的，嚯、哦，价钱特别好。
In a certain area in China, there was a plague of locusts, and the farmers quickly drove their ducks and chicken and feed. These duck and hen, chicken with this locust, and they grew very fast and became and they fetch a lot of money.
这个我们不用 详细去讲，因为里面呢、啊、内容哦都有把教训都写出来了啊。要紧的这些条例主要的目的啊，是叫神的百姓要去追求圣洁啊，追求圣，因为神是圣洁的神。
And all this、that I have been through, you can read it yourself because they have been explained、in this handout. But the most important thing that we must pursue for holiness because God is holy.
啊，最好最要紧的，我们信主不要啊、跟不信主的同流合污，我们应该要有分别为圣的生活啊。
And that we must not、have fellowship with、non-believers because we must have a lifestyle of our own.
啊，我们今天讲到这里哈。
And we shall conclude our teaching.
那我们明天呢、啊、就啊、讲这个大麻风了哈。
And tomorrow we shall go on to、regulations on leprosy.
哎，礼拜三、礼拜四啊，我们就啊、讲这七节起啊，把七节起讲完啊。
And on Wednesday and Thursday we will talk about the festivals.